Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today is a little bit more of an extended review of Dragon Naturally Speaking, currently version 15. Now, I use the personal or the home professional version of that particular product. I've been using Dragon for more than 10 years. It's a great product for interacting with your computer via voice in terms of dictating and creating. I post my blog on occasion that I've dictated into the Dragon mobile application, which is also very effective. Allows you to speak what you're thinking and then drive that out and use that for your blog or for work or whatever else you're doing that you need to take notes. I've been using the product for a long time, so I actually started back when it was Dragon 3. There were two products that were available at the time, the Learn It House B product that was purchased by IBM, and then Dragon Naturally Speaking, which was eventually purchased by Nuance. I had both for a while. I got a free copy of both at various times and used both for a while, and I ended up settling on using Dragon, and I continue to use Dragon to this day. I will say that Dragon has a number of wonderful features that make it a powerful addition if you frequently need to create content with your voice and you do not have time to sit and type. I know a number of people, a lot of friends of mine that write online who actually don't write fast enough to be able to utilize the functionality of the keyboard to be a way to enter data, and instead what happens is they end up using Dragon as a form of quickly getting information in. I can speak a little faster than I can type normally. I can speak around 90 to 120 words a minute, and on a computer, even with errors and corrections, I'm more likely to be able to type somewhere around 80, 75, 60 words per minute. So it becomes a diminishing returns if, in fact, you don't have the capability of doing the components of the keyboard fast. And again, I know many people who struggle with 20, 25 words a minute on the keyboard because they actually never learned to type, and learning to type was something that allowed me to use the keyboard faster, but Dragon is even faster. Yeah, I'm able to use my voice to create a much larger or more faster, broader, bigger document than I would if I didn't have Dragon to use as the solution. So Dragon Naturally Speaking is a great product. It's easy to install. I run it on my Windows PC. I did have a copy for the Mac for a long time, but I haven't run it on my Mac in a very long time, probably more than 5 years. I use the Mac now for more graphic work and things that I traditionally use the Mac for that I don't use a PC for. But Dragon is on one of my laptops, so I can take it with me when I go places. It allows me to dictate quickly. I did recently download and set up a yearly subscription to the Dragon Go program, which allows me to record my voice on my cell phone and then obviously copy and push that over to either the application itself and rerun the transition, rerun the recognition of my voice, or I can actually just copy it directly into a word processor or into my blog and send it on its little way. I really enjoy and love Dragon Naturally Speaking. It's a great product. I have to say that of all the products I've used over the years, it's probably the one that I've used the longest and have probably upgraded the most. And I would rate Dragon Naturally Speaking a 10 out of 10. Thanks for listening. This is my podcast. Have a great day.